Part 3. You are going to hear 5 extracts in which people talk about a journey they have made. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for enjoying the journey. Use the letters once only. There are 3 letters that you do not need to use. You have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
I travelled to Greece 1 year before I went to university. I didn't have much money, so I went by coach. We travelled non-stop from London to Athens, so we slept on the coach. It was a relaxing way to travel, and it didn't take any planning at all. I just bought the ticket, and that was that. And best of all, I finished 3 books on the journey.
Speaker 2.
My family and I went to France last year. We took the car and drove through towns and villages you wouldn't get to see if you use public transport. We wanted to check routes beforehand, but our internet connection was down. I ended up buying a couple of maps. I had to get used to driving on the right-hand side of the road, but it was a lovely holiday.
Speaker 3.
I always prefer to travel by train. It's such a great way to meet people. I've just returned from a train journey through Sri Lanka. Not very comfortable, but I loved getting into conversation with the local people and finding out more about them. Travelling by train is the best way to see a country. Going by plane means you miss all the interesting places on the way to your destination.
Speaker 4.
I went away with a friend a few years ago in his mobile home. We just took our time and stopped off at places that looked nice. And we didn't need to worry about booking into hotels. We got to see some beautiful countryside and the views were unbelievable. It was the first trip I'd ever made where I wasn't concerned about when we were going to arrive.
Speaker 5.
My husband and I flew to America last year, even though I hate flying. But the flight attendants were wonderful. They made it their job to keep me calm and put me at ease. I still don't like flying, though. All the passengers are squeezed into tiny spaces. You enjoy the journey more in a car or a train. You get a real sense that you're travelling. You just don't get the same feeling on a plane.
You will now hear Part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I travelled to Greece 1 year before I went to university. I didn't have much money, so I went by coach. We travelled non-stop from London to Athens, so we slept on the coach. It was a relaxing way to travel, and it didn't take any planning at all. I just bought the ticket, and that was that. And best of all, I finished 3 books on the journey.
Speaker 2.
My family and I went to France last year. We took the car and drove through towns and villages you wouldn't get to see if you use public transport. We wanted to check routes beforehand, but our internet connection was down. I ended up buying a couple of maps. I had to get used to driving on the right-hand side of the road, but it was a lovely holiday.
Speaker 3.
I always prefer to travel by train. It's such a great way to meet people. I've just returned from a train journey through Sri Lanka. Not very comfortable, but I loved getting into conversation with the local people and finding out more about them. Travelling by train is the best way to see a country. Going by plane means you miss all the interesting places on the way to your destination.
Speaker 4.
I went away with a friend a few years ago in his mobile home. We just took our time and stopped off at places that looked nice. And we didn't need to worry about booking into hotels. We got to see some beautiful countryside and the views were unbelievable. It was the first trip I'd ever made where I wasn't concerned about when we were going to arrive.
Speaker 5.
My husband and I flew to America last year, even though I hate flying. But the flight attendants were wonderful. They made it their job to keep me calm and put me at ease. I still don't like flying, though. All the passengers are squeezed into tiny spaces. You enjoy the journey more in a car or a train. You get a real sense that you're travelling. You just don't get the same feeling on a plane.
This is the end of part 3.